Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, greetings to all of you successful women out there. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, January 26, 2015, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and ideas a success. Well, all of this month, it's been about building your own success. It's been about tools and resources and information that are going to help you to push past the obstacles and create a map for your very own success journal. And I'm so excited that I have been blessed with the opportunity to share with you success principles and information that's going to take you yet to another level. Today's hot topic is 7 rules of life action for business women. Now, as many of you know, each month I come up with a theme, and for each Monday within that month, there's a subtopic to that theme. And so today is our last subtopic for our theme, Building Your Own Success. So I thought it'd be extremely fitting that I do 7 rules of life action for business women because it's something so precious and so close to me. And you're going to learn about that, how I came up with that and how it has truly helped me. Through my 20-plus years of traveling on my own success journey, I've narrowed down specific principles that strengthen your success journey and help you to gain daily focus, set clear goals, and help you to create that unshakable faith that I mention so often on Successful Woman Radio. Other items on the show lineup today include I Believe in Me, 4 questions that help you take action on what it is that you really want to do. They help you to tap into your power. So our theme for the whole year of 2015 is I Believe in the Power of Me. And again, there are going to be 4 questions that I ask of you that will help you to tap into your own internal power. We've got another excerpt from the book, Your Roadmap for Success by John Maxwell. And of course, this is our very, very last chapter that we're on, chapter 10, and it's an exciting chapter because he really just goes ahead and breaks it down for you in this particular chapter. What should we do along the way? Again, what should we do along the way? So I think that you're really going to enjoy that. And then I want to talk to you about something that I have been studying, and I'm hoping to do a show topic completely on it, but I want to talk to you about authenticity. It's important so much in the journey of success and in, you know, building your own success that you be authentic. You see, there's a lot of times when you start a business, you know, you sometimes if you're not in the know and you haven't yet created all of your savviness, then you have a tendency to perhaps model after someone who you consider successful, or you look at your competitors and you look what they are doing, and that's okay. But in order to be successful, you've got to have authenticity. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show. And then, of course, we'll get right down to the hot topic of today, our last topic on our monthly theme, 7 Rules of Life Action for Business Women. So get ready for great information that you'll be able to put to use right away. So now is the time, ladies, to click over to another line and share today's broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or a family member. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for those of you that are listening online, please share the show on your social networks. Simply, give the link blogtalkradio.com/successful woman radio. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com www.blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. And you can listen to it from the convenience of your desktop, your laptop, smartphone, or other device. So don't feel that you have to be glued to your phone. If indeed you've got errands to run, hey, just put your ear set on your smartphone, dial into the show, or either listen from the link blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, and you can do what you're doing. As a matter of fact, someone emailed me just a few months ago and said, Trina, I was in the grocery store and I was in a panic because I thought I was missing the show. And I realized you always talk about smart devices, and I just took out my iPhone, put my earphones in, and listened to the show. And I just, it was a better grocery shopping experience, if I remember correctly. That's what she said. So, you know, again, technology is so wonderful, and there are so many things that we can do with technology, positive things in our lives, and this is one of them. You can listen to radio shows, podcasts, a lot of different things. So this is a great time, ladies, to share the show. And for those of you that always, my fans, thank you, who are sharing the show and letting people know about Successful Woman Radio, I truly appreciate you. I see a chat message here. Someone says, what should I say if I blast it out on my social network? Well, you just simply say, listen to Successful Woman Radio live now on air. And you can put the phone number 347-637-2589. Or again, just put the link to the show site, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. And so that's how you can listen to the show live. Want to go right on and move into I Believe in the Power of Me. This is our full theme for 2015. And I chose this theme because, ladies, it is so much the time for us to have a shift, for us to fulfill our full potential and to do all of the things that we need to do in life. Listen, life is not promised, and we know that, right? We know that we are not going to live infinitely. It's just not in the cards for human life. However, the life that we do have, we have to continuously pursue to have a joyful and an abundant life and to do the things that are not only pleasing to us, but it's going to bless the lives of other people as well. And so, you know, I could think of no other thing fitting than I Believe in the Power of Me, because you see, you have so many women out there who are still trying to understand how to tap into their own power, their own inner power. And ladies, yes, we do have an inner power, a supernatural power that is within all of us. And oftentimes, I think most women don't know that we have this supernatural power, and within us, we have to actually transfer our thoughts onto paper and make things happen. We have to vision. And so I always say that we have to take and transfer the power and thoughts of our supernatural into the earthly realm and take action to it with goals. I always talk about that. And these are things that I've come to understand over my lifespan as I began to grow and meet people who can take me to the next level. And so hopefully you're going to learn some new things on Successful Woman Radio. These are things that I have personally experienced most of the time. And so if I learn a success technique, if I learn something that's going to help you, I can guarantee you it's going to be shared right here on Successful Woman Radio. So let's go ahead and talk about these four questions that I developed that can help you start tapping into your own inner power. Here's question number one that you should ask yourself every day if possible. Am I clear on my vision and what I want to experience? You see, here's the thing. It's difficult to set goals on what you don't have clarity on, okay? And it's difficult to set goals if you're setting goals on somebody else's vision, or if you're setting goals on what somebody else wants for you. You have to set your goals yourself, and you can only do that when you are clear on your vision, which is what it is that you would like to experience within a specific time frame. Now, I know there are experts out there that say, you know, your vision, the bigger picture, you know, is like, what do you want to do 10 years from now? But I don't believe in that. You know, again, like I said, life is not promised. But what is promised to us is that if we use all of our potential, we will enjoy an incredible lifespan, okay? And so with that said, I don't like to put things so far off. I believe that, listen, you can have a vision that's for 24 hours, a vision that's for a week, a vision that's for 30 days, something that's deep within you that you truly, truly want to accomplish. It's a challenge, and it's a big one, but you're wanting to experience it, so you're going to set goals to it. And so I think that's why a lot of people say that you should set visions far off, because normally visions pertain to something that is very challenging, and normally it's going to take more than a little bit of time to accomplish it. But I believe that you can have short-term visions, and so it's important for you to be clear on that and to write your vision. And again, I always recommend that you not convolute the process by trying to write a long, eloquent paragraph or sentences. Look, just simply write in bullet points. This is what I want to experience in a year. This is what I want to experience within the next 2 or 3 years. And be concise with it so that you can be clear. When you write in sentence form or paragraph form and you babble, sometimes that's what causes everything to be convoluted, cloudy, and you're not clear on what it is that you want, because you're more focused on how it sounds than you are on what it is that you actually would like to pursue. So again, I hope that's helping you with number one, and I believe in the power of me and tapping into your own inner power. Here's number two. Have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? Again, have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? Listen, if you did not know it, we are all running on an automated system, and that automated system is controlled by our subconscious mind, which has received our habits, and those habits have become automated. And habits are a good thing for the most part, because they automate us and help us with repetitive actions that we normally have to do over and over again. However, there are some habits that can work against us, and they actually mean us no good, okay? And so we have to eliminate those habits so that they don't come up and interfere with what it is that we want in the now. Now, when I refer to the now, I am talking about your conscious mind. As a matter of fact, for example, you're listening to me in the now. You're using your conscious mind, your auditory senses to hear me live in the now. But your subconscious mind, however, okay, it basically stores things that you have experienced, that you have seen, that you have heard, that you have smelled. It uses all of your senses, and whatever the impression or the emotion that you experience from that, it is stored in your subconscious mind. And many experts say that the subconscious mind control anywhere between 90 and 95% of all bodily functions, okay? And so, again, this is why it's so important for you to understand those habits and what's interfering with your success. And I can tell you right now that habits indeed do interfere. I've experienced it firsthand. I haven't met anybody that haven't experienced it firsthand. And so if you identify those habits, you've got to do more than just identify them, of course, but you have to be ready to take action and do something about them. Let's move on to question number three in tapping into your inner power. Have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? This is powerful because goals are what helps you to manifest your vision. Remember, just earlier, I mentioned the fact that when we have thoughts in our mind in the supernatural world, okay, the spiritual realm of our mind, we have to transfer that thought out onto paper, make it plain, right? Make it plain, and we have to basically transfer it from the supernatural realm onto the earthly realm. And it's true. You may not realize it, but we are all supernatural beings living in earthly bodies. And so, of course, we have our mental system that helps us to function, and it's that subconscious mind, again, that is allowing us to function in this earthly body. Now, if I sound kind of mystical, well, guess what? get used to it, because when you know the truth, you got to shout it out. And I'm just letting you all know that we are incredible beings. And, you know, we hear about aliens, and we hear about, you know, all of the different kinds of beings that are going on in the movies. But listen, if you didn't know it or not, we are a form of alien, because we are spiritual beings living in an earthly body. And so, again, if you embrace Christianity, if you embrace that there is a creator, then you will know what I am talking about. And I have experienced it firsthand for myself. And this is why visioning is so important. And this is why setting goals and tasks to support your vision is so important. It's because the goals and the action items help you to transfer everything that's in your thought process. It helps you to transfer it so that you can see, hear, smell, or touch it, or experience it. Isn't that powerful? You know, sometimes if we sit back and look, we take our humanity for granted without realizing that we are really powerful beings. And we need to start realizing that more, and realize that we were born with the inner power to create and develop our own success. Let's move on with question number four, and I believe in the power of me, tapping into that inner power. Have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? Now, let me just quickly tell you what I'm talking about right here. If you'll recall, just shortly, number three was, have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? But here we are in question number four with, have I set short-term goals to generate the goals I'm talking about? I know for a fact, having mastered the art of goal setting, that when you try and set goals that are so far-fetched and long-term and so challenging that you can't accomplish them, it takes away from your power, because your inner power is oftentimes fed by the positive results that you are getting, which confirms that you're on the right track. So if you can't get those positive results, then what happens is that it takes your inner power is still there, don't get me wrong, but it takes away your ability to tap into that inner power more and to believe in that inner power. And so I think it's important for you to set those short-term goals, whether it's a weekly, a monthly, or a quarterly goal. I think you should keep your mind focused that when you're trying to accomplish your vision, to break those goals down enough to make them short-term enough so that you could start experiencing some positive results, okay? And I'm going to come up with some examples for you all throughout the year on setting those short-term goals and giving you some examples of, and perhaps some aha moments of how it can work for you. As a matter of fact, we've got a wonderful telecourse coming up on this Saturday, the 31st, that's entitled Smart Business Women Set Goals, and you'll be hearing about that in a little bit. However, keeping focused on these principles, on tapping into your power, the inner power within you, and knowing the results you want to see is what your success journey should be about. And so try it. I always recommend, number one, that every Sunday evening that you actually take an hour, 30 minutes to an hour, to ask yourself, you know, what is it that I want to accomplish by Friday? You know, what is it that I would like to see happen or experience? And what must happen in order for that to take place? Do I need to eliminate some things on my calendar? Do I need to make sure that all the things, action items on my calendar are actually going to contribute to accomplishing that goal? You see, I've discovered that one of the biggest problems that business women make, or biggest errors, I would say, that business women make, is that they often pack their calendars up with a lot of busy items that keep them busy, but don't actually contribute to what it is that they want to accomplish by each Friday. And so I want to forewarn you on that and encourage you to go back and take a look at your calendar today and make sure that the action items you have on your calendar are indeed pertaining to what it is that you wanted to see happen by Friday. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't have some action items that are helping you to accomplish your overall goal for the month or for the quarter. However, you've got to gain more clarity and more priority perspective. And to do that, you have to give precedence to the action items of what you want to see for a particular week. Well, there they are, the four questions to help you tap into your inner power. I hope that you're enjoying the show. Again, for those of you that have just tuned in, this is Trina Newby with Successful Woman Radio. Come to us every Monday at 12 noon. Just dial in 347-637-2589, and we always will be providing to you information that you can put to use right away in your life and in your business. It's 12:20 after the hour, and we are going to move on right into some things that are going to be happening at Women About Biz. I want to give you that information so I don't forget. For those of you who are in the Metro Atlanta area, want to let you know that we have an Atlanta Power Networking event for women coming up on tomorrow, Tuesday, January 27th, at the Marriott Courtyard North Lake. And you can find out more information about that. We've got an incredible education session that I'll be giving called Networking Power 2015, and I'm going to share with you a blueprint for creating your networking system and getting better results. So you're going to learn a lot. And for those of you who are not in the Metro Atlanta area, don't worry. We're getting ready to host a virtual networking event that's going to be coming up within the next couple of weeks, and I will also be giving that same topic, so you'll be able to take advantage of it. I want to also share with you a telecourse, again, that I want to encourage all of you to register for. It's coming up on this Saturday. It is Smart Business Women Set Goals. It's time to prioritize and make some money. Amen? Absolutely. And I want to just give you a little bit of information about the course. It's a class that I developed that goes further than just the regular goal-setting class. So if you want to accomplish your goals this year, if you saw that you had more challenges than none on setting your goals, or you want to learn new techniques in setting your goals and actually be able to have some goal-setting worksheets and go through some exercises right during the telecourse, then this is a great opportunity for you. There's simply no other way to get the results you want in your business without using the power of goal setting. So whether you want to double your income, increase the number of customers or clients, start a radio show, or write a book, it must all begin with the goal. And, you know, business women today are just, they really are busier than ever. And many, many of my clients share with me that they start out each month trying to set their goals, but what they find is that their goals just get carried over month after month, and then it stresses them out because they can't realize what is going on with why I can't accomplish these goals. I wrote them down. Why can't I do them? Well, ladies, it's time to activate the real power behind getting things done in your business, and that's what this particular goal-setting telecourse is all about. It's going to show you how to gain clarity through the chaos, the secret to accomplishing any business goal, how to hold yourself accountable, and I'm going to give you the blueprint to the 90-day making it happen system, okay? And I'm going to share with you why breaking your yearly goals down into quarters, why that is such a good idea, and how effective it can be when you have a blueprint, a system in place to make it work. So we're going to talk about all of those things. I'm going to be sharing why most women can't accomplish their goals. I think you're going to really enjoy it. And you're going to get a workbook, and you're also going to get worksheets, okay, that you will be able to follow along with through the telecourse. And we're going to, the first hour of the teleclass, we are actually going to do the facilitation portion, the seminar, and then the second half, the second hour, is going to be an open discussion, and you're going to be doing worksheets and writing down a sample goal or an actual goal that you've been trying to accomplish, and we're going to help you break it down and show you perhaps why you might not have been able to accomplish it. So I think that you're really going to enjoy this. I am so passionate about this topic of goal setting, only because I know when you master the art of goal setting, when you truly realize that it can manifest your dreams, that it can really cause things to appear, then I know that you will get your aha moment and you will hold on to it for a lifetime. It is changing my life continuously every day. And the more I become a master in the art of goal setting, the more classes I take about it, the higher learning I receive on it, the more incredible results I have in developing my business and in enhancing my life. So I just want to encourage all of you to take an opportunity to invest in yourself and take this telecourse that is going to change your life. Again, this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. All of those who attend the telecourse will also receive a full recording of the course as well. I want to just at this time give a big shout out to all of you who were on the teleclass on our last Wednesday's Lunch and Learn. It's time for my success. Thank you so much for being on that teleclass. We had a packed class, over 100 people enrolled in that Lunch and Learn teleclass, and I have been receiving so much wonderful feedback from all of you who are giving me the nod that this was definitely information that you wanted to hear and that you could put to use right away. So thank you again to all of you who listened to the class. And for those of you who sent me emails saying, is this going to be a repeat? Are we going to do the teleclass again? We are re-recording the class in certain areas and creating the worksheets that go along with the class, and it will be sold as a teleclass on the Women About Biz website. So stay tuned. You will be seeing that coming up shortly. I would say probably in another couple of weeks. In the meantime, I am considering also doing one more teleclass on It's Time for My Success. I will be figuring that out and making sure that I announce it on the show. So thanks to all of you for making it such a successful teleclass and program. I want to go ahead and move on also in reading for you from the book, Your Roadmap to Success, chapter 10. Now, I'm not going to be reading all of chapter 10. All I'm going to do is read an excerpt, a few excerpts to wrap up the book for this month. We are through. We started out in December with Your Roadmap for Success, and we are now in chapter 10 of the book. And, of course, we've come to the end. And this is just such an incredible book. Again, John Maxwell was is a minister, and he is a very prolific speaker, and he is someone that has great insight on the human mind and how people work and helping you to really fully understand why you do what you do. And one of the things that I know that he is just so on point with is talking about success. How do you achieve it, and what it really is that most people are trying to accomplish? And in chapter 10, what should we do along the way? John says, have you ever read a book that changed your life, one that revolutionized your thinking and altered how you live in a significant way? He says, I have. In fact, there have been several, but the one that stands out most in my mind is a book I read in 1970 by Dr. Elma Towns called The 10 Fastest Growing Sunday Schools in America. He says it was written for people in my profession, and it fueled my dreams and inspired me to dedicate myself to becoming better than I was, and it really propelled me in the direction my life was to take. Little did I know then that my journey and destiny would be linked with those of the book's author, Elma Towns. He says, in 1975, I heard about a conference in Waterloo, Iowa, where Elma was going to be a speaker, and I jumped at the chance to go. I tried to talk with him several times during the break so I could tell him about the incredible influence he had on my life, but each time I tried, there was a mob of people around him, and I just couldn't get close to him. After the conference was over, I went to a Howard Johnson's restaurant to eat lunch, and I had just sat down when who should walk in but Elmer Towns. I introduced myself to him as he came by, and he said, come, sit with us so that we can get to know each other a little bit. So there I was, sitting at the table with one of my heroes. I couldn't eat a bite of my lunch. I was so excited, I couldn't seem to swallow. and I was thrilled when he suggested that I change my travel time so that I could take the same flight with him to Chicago and sit with him and talk. We got to know each other a little that day, and it was a wonderful experience. A year later, as I prepared to host my very own first conference, I decided that I had to have Elmer as one of the speakers. So I called him up and invited him, and to my delight, he said yes. Not only did he come and speak at the conference, but he spent time with me casting vision for my life, challenging me to grow, and sharing his insight and his wisdom. Over the years, Elmer has been an incredible influence on me. He has been a mentor and friend, and he has inspired me to be a good leader. A few years ago, I had a chance to honor him publicly by sharing what he has meant to me with 1,000 people at a banquet following one of my conferences. And for the occasion, I gave him a gift. Elmer and I both collect signatures of great leaders. I have signed letters from about a dozen presidents and several clergymen, such as John Wesley, my wife, Margaret, gets them beautifully framed for me, and I keep them on display. Not long ago, I found and purchased an outline of a sermon written by 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. It was a remarkable find. The sermon used as its text a passage from the Bible that says, "Stir up the gift of God, which is in thee." And it was a passage written by the Apostle Paul to his protege, Timothy, encouraging him to use his gifts and pursue his destiny. What a beautiful gift, huh, to give somebody. I read this portion of the chapter to you because I want you to take note that Dr. Maxwell is always talking about the fact that in order to lead people, in order to be a great leader, you have to get down with the people. You've got to be willing to teach other people how to be leaders. You've got to be able to be authentic and to be yourself and to bless the lives of others, because that indeed is the true path to success. And so that is why I shared that with you, because, see, he shares that somebody impacted his life and allowed him to be a leader and taught him and mentored him, and that is why he has become the successful speaker, author, minister that he is today. Next section of the chapter, he entitles it, "Why Many Don't Take Anyone Along." And I want you to listen to this closely. Take note. He says, "Most people who desire success focus almost entirely on themselves, not others. When they start to make the journey, well, they usually think in terms of what they can get in position, power, prestige, money, and similar perks. But that's not the way to become truly successful. To do that, you have to give to others. As Douglas M. Lawson said, we exist temporarily through what we take, but we live forever through what we give." I totally believe this. He goes on to say, "That's why it's so essential to focus on raising others to a higher level. And we can do that with people from every area of our lives, at work and home, in church and the clubhouse. That's evidently what Texas Representative Wright Patman did. According to a story told by Senator Paul Simon, he said that Patman died at age 82 while serving in the U.S. House of Representatives. That is, General, an older woman who lived in his district was heard to have said, 'He rose up mighty high, but he brung us all up with him.' If mentoring others is such a rewarding calling, why doesn't everyone do it? One reason is that it takes work, but there are also many others. Here are a few of the most common ones. Insecurity. Virginia Arcastle commented, when people are made to feel secure and important and appreciated, it will no longer be necessary for them to whittle down in order to seem bigger in comparison. That's what insecure people tend to do, make themselves look better at others' expenses. Truly successful people, on the other hand, raise others up, and they don't feel threatened by the thought of having others become more successful and move to a higher level. They are growing and striving for their potential. They aren't worried about having someone to replace them. They're nothing like the executive who wrote a memo to the personal director saying, 'Search the organization for an alert, aggressive young man who could step into my shoes, and when you find him, fire him.' Oh, my goodness. Raising up others is a successful person's joy. Here's another reason that a lot of people don't mentor or create leaders. Ego. Some people's egos are so huge they have to be either the bride at the wedding or the corpse at the funeral. They think other people exist only to serve them in some other way. Adolf Hitler was like that. According to Robert Waite, when Hitler was searching for a chauffeur, he interviewed 30 candidates for the job. He selected the shortest man in the group and kept him as his personal driver for the rest of his life, even though the man required special blocks under the driver's seat so that he could see over the steering wheel. Hitler used others to make himself appear bigger and better than he really was. A person consumed with himself never considers spending time raising others up. Now, I know, ladies, that's pretty powerful of what you just heard. Wow. Did he compare Hitler and give him as an example of someone with an ego? Well, I should say, yes, he did. Next, he says, inability to discern people's success seeds. Inability to discern people's success seeds. I believe every person, he says, has the seed of success inside. Too many people can't find it in themselves, let alone in others, and as a result, they don't reach their full potential. But many do find that seed, and chances are you are one of those people. The good news is that once you are able to find it in yourself, you're better able to do the same with others. When you do it, benefits both of you because you and the person you help will be able to fulfill the purpose for which each was born. And lastly, I want to read to you what he talks about people having the wrong concept of success. He says the average person doesn't know what you know about success, that is, knowing your purpose, growing to reach your maximum potential, and sowing seeds to benefit others. He or she is scrambling to arrive at a destination or acquire more possessions than the next door neighbor. But you know that success really is a journey, and the most you can hope for is to do your best with what you've got. Fred Smith said, some of us tend to think I could have been a success, but I never had the opportunity. I was born into the right family, or I didn't have the money to go to the best schools. But when you measure success by the extent we're using what we've received, eliminates that frustration. And one of the most vital aspects of how we're using what we receive comes in the area of helping others. As Colin Hightower remarked, a true measure of your worth includes all the benefit others have to gain from your success. He also says that a lack of training is a huge reason why people don't mentor and create leaders. The final reason many people don't raise up the people around them is that they don't know how to do it. Equipping others isn't something most people learn in school. Even if you went to college to become a teacher, you were probably trained to disseminate information to a group, not to come alongside a single person, pour into her life, and raise her to a higher level. And so, again, I want to encourage everyone that as you go on your success journey, it's time for you to become your authentic self. It's time for you to recognize and to realize the importance of authenticity. And I want to go ahead and move right on into a short topic about authenticity and how important authenticity really is. You see, what I've learned is that when you can become who you need to be to yourself, being true to yourself, then that's when you can begin to really explode your vision and do what it is that you truly feel in your heart you want to do. And so authenticity is really important. But, you know, I've stumbled on another thing about authenticity as well. And what I have learned is that on your journey of success, you can't really be successful, truly successful, fulfilling your purpose if along the way you have not been authentic, truthful to yourself. That statement, to thine own self be true, is such a powerful one because it means so much. So what does it mean to be truthful to yourself? Well, first of all, from a business perspective, as I said earlier, a lot of times as business women, when we don't necessarily have the knowledge or we lack the skill or we're not in the know, oftentimes we might have a tendency to follow the path of our competitors or do the exact same things that we see other people doing of who we think are successful. I mean, just take a look at our young ladies, our teenagers, or our preteens. They are literally mimicking and mocking a lot of the young women that they see in the celebrity world, your singers and your fashion models. And they're trying so desperately, many of them, to be those people and to look just like those people. They haven't taken the time to get to know who they really are. And as a result, we have more stressful teenagers and more girls who are going through compulsive disorders than ever before. And so it's so important for us as women to really embrace and wrap our minds around authenticity and what it needs to be, because if we have daughters, we need to especially help them to be authentic with themselves and help them to find their creativity and their expression. Because if we don't, then if they only have a model of us mimicking other people and trying to keep up with the Joneses and not being authentic to our own selves, then we're perpetuating the situation and we're actually causing what I call the mime virus or the meme virus. And that's not created by me. It's, you know, there are many experts who've used that term to mean that it's an actual repetitive it's an actual repetitive habit that can generate through families, generations, okay? And because of it, it can be negative or positive in causing and wreaking havoc in a person's life. And so we have to be careful not to create that meme virus in our very own family, and our children see that we are not being authentic, and then they take that on themselves. And so this is why authenticity is so very, very important when you're trying to pursue and go on your journey, your path to success. You've got to be true to yourself. If you're in a business and you're only in that business to make money and you've been wondering why you're not enjoying it, it's probably because you haven't been truthful to yourself. I talk every day to women who say they hate their business, you know, who say they're not happy with what they're doing, and they feel that they're not happy with what they're doing because the business isn't making any money. But I've been able to show many of them, based on what they have said, that they're not happy simply because they have chosen the wrong business. They haven't been truthful to themselves. So this is why you hear so many business experts saying you really need to follow your passion about what it is that you like to do. Find something that people need or something that you can do better than what's existing out there and that you have a passion about or that you feel you can develop a passion for, and you are more likely to be able to generate good income from it than doing something just for the sake of making money. Now, of course, there's always an exception to the rule, but I'm just saying that authenticity is key in your success. And I hope that all of you who are listening to the show, you are actually receiving this information, and not only receiving it, but you're taking notes and that you are going to put it into action, okay, for yourself. I'm going to be covering more on this topic of authenticity, but I just wanted to mention it now as it pertains to building your very own success, because as you're on your journey, not being authentic is going to take you down some wrong roads, and that means it's going to take a longer time for you to reach your level of the level of success that you would like to, okay? So be truthful to yourself. You know, ask yourself, what is it that I really want? Am I enjoying this business? Is this something that I have developed a passion for? If not, can I develop a passion for it? Is this a possible reason why I'm not making money in it? Is because the passion is just not there and I'm thinking that I just want to make some money, so this is a good thing to do? So I want you to really delve into that, because I want you to wake up every day excited and happy that you are doing what you do. Hey, when I look at Women About Biz, if the money was not there, I would still be doing what I'm doing. As a matter of fact, I always joke with a lot of other consulting associates that, you know, I give so many free consultations and talk to so many people and provide so much advice without making money that it surprises me sometimes. You know, that I am still doing that, but it's because I have a natural heart to give, you know, and so I would be doing this. So I truly enjoy this. I truly enjoy empowering other women. And I hope that you can find something that you love as much, or that you're doing something that you love as much. Now, with that said, I will be the first to admit I haven't always been authentic as I would have liked to have been. And as I've grown in my life and I have learned how to become a good leader, and I've learned how to grow leaders, I am learning how to be more authentic with myself. And I'm learning how to say to myself that this is what I want, regardless of what other people think. This is the path that I am choosing because I believe that it's my purpose. And so that is sometimes it's a bold action that you have to take. And sometimes you can't take it by yourself. Sometimes you need a coach. Sometimes you need someone to listen at what it is that you want to do, or help you to make some decisions. And that is when you need to be able to call me, ladies. That's when you need to be able to connect. And so you can easily do that. If you've never had a power talk with me at Women About Biz before this year, then go ahead and go to womenaboutbiz.com. In the top red menu bar, right up under the banner, click on coaching. And once you're on coaching, look over in that right-hand corner and click on schedule power talk. And that will give you a free 45-minute session where we can brainstorm and really focus on an area that you have concerns about, that you are challenged with, okay? So, again, that's womenaboutbiz.com. Go to coaching in the top menu bar. Once on that page, look over to your right-hand side and click on schedule power talk. It's 12:45. 15 minutes before the hour of one, you're listening to Successful Woman Radio, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. I'm going to go ahead and go right into the hot topic for today, which is 7 rules of life action for business women. This is pretty powerful stuff. I hope that you actually have your notepad and pen in hand, and you're ready to jot down some stuff that's going to change your life and your business. You know, 2 years ago, I created a program entitled Getting Past Me, Breaking the Belief Barrier to Achieve Your Dream. Perhaps some of you who are listening took that particular course. I am in the process, I'm happy to announce, bringing it back. Well, during the process of creating this course, I used my own personal experiences and challenges and outlined how I overcame them to achieve success in my life. And after an exhaustive list of principles that I practice, I just wrote down more than 100 things that I practice that I feel have contributed positivity in my life. I actually eliminated and came up with 7 rules that really took me to a whole nother level in life and business. And here they are. Here's number 1, daily prayer and meditation. Remember when I talked about the fact that we are supernatural beings living in an earthly vessel? So true. And how we get in touch with the spiritual side of us and our Creator is through daily prayer and daily meditation. It's kind of like it allows us to filter our mental system, and it helps us to become one with the earthly body and the mind. It helps us to become that one so that we can gain and feel clear, right? That daily prayer is very important. And one of the things that I know that I do, it has become an ingrained habit, is that the time my eyes see daylight, I say to myself, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to exist in this world today. I am so thankful. And I'm always thankful. Gratitude is so important. And through daily prayer and through meditation, I can connect to God the Father, and I can connect with my higher power, and I can meditate, and I can gain that sense of clarity that I need. So daily prayer is number 1 in the 7 rules of life action for business women. Here's number 2, daily personal development. Now, this is very important as well. Most millionaires, and I've read a lot of books, Millionaires Next Door, I've listened to a lot of audios with Oprah, Deepak Chopra, Miles Monroe, one of my most all-time favorite personal development specialists, who was also a minister. He recently passed away, but I just still consider him really top up there with some of the most prolific men of our time, they all talk about how important personal development is. And personal development is simply the having a desire to enhance the knowledge that you already have so that it can take your life to a higher level. And you can only get that if you literally tap into the knowledge of other people who have been there, done that, and who are higher at a higher level than where you are. Or if you take a course or a class to give you that knowledge so that you can master the art of whatever it is that you're trying to do. So that daily personal development is very, 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 very important. And one of the things that I like to say to businesswomen is the first thing that's most important to, as a businesswoman, is to become a good leader and a good manager of your business. And so you've got to ask yourself, what leadership skills, what management skills am I lacking, or what leadership and management skills are necessary to take this company of mine to the next level? And when you write those things down, peruse the list and make a check mark by the things that you feel need improvement, okay, or that you need to develop. And then set up a personal development schedule to address them one by one, whether it's taking a course or reading a book or what have you. Number three, daily time management. Now, I have shared before just a beautiful definition of what time management is. That I truly feel the Spirit gave this to me. Time in and of itself is a testament to our existence. It is going to keep moving on and passing on. We cannot recapture it. But for every second of time that we are able to recognize, it says that we are here. Isn't that beautiful? So it's a testament to our existence. Without us being able to recognize time, we're really not here. We are no longer here when we are no longer able to recognize that we're in a time and a space. So time management is very important. You can't actually manage time itself, right? Time is something that you can't see, you can't feel it, but you can experience it. So man has found a way to measure the time to help us within that 24-hour system to be able to manage how we respond to the time that we get. So each day we get 24 hours. And so you must become a master at managing how you respond to time. It is the greatest commodity in the entire world. How you use it and what you do with it can change your life. So keep that in mind. Number four, daily operations. This is so important for a businesswoman. Now, daily operations has everything to do with workflow. And if you don't have a daily operations plan, then guess what? I'm not sure if you're running an effective business, because every savvy businesswoman in the know knows that having a daily workflow system designed so that she can ensure that she is managing the business properly is necessary. It's mandatory. And so you have to have a daily operations plan. So very, very important. Number five, daily connections. Most of you listening to the show are solo entrepreneurs. So am I. But that doesn't mean that you have to be by yourself, right? So what you need to understand is that, first of all, in daily connecting, one of the ways that you grow your connections, your contacts, your prospects, is that you really need to be connecting with at least 3 to 5 people every single day. If you do that over the course of the year, you can have 1,200 plus new contacts that you have personally connected with. And the power is that when you learn how to consistently stay in communications with your contacts, when you let them know authentically who you are and the services you provide and the products that you provide, then guess what? You start to see results, okay? You start to see results. Number six, daily follow-up. Daily follow-up. Daily follow-up is so very, very important, because without follow-up, you cannot hold yourself accountable to any of the things that you need to do that are worth doing. And so you must have a follow-up system, okay? This is a rule that you cannot buck. This is a rule that you can't toss to the side. None of these rules can you do that. You've got to have a follow-up system, okay? And that follow-up system should consist of, how you handle incoming phone calls. How do you handle inquiries, emails? When you promise to get something to someone, how will that be handled? And I, you know, one of the things that my goal this year is to improve my follow-up system because I've got some cracks in it that I need to deal with. And that's how I'm able to tell you follow-up is just so important. And so, again, you must develop your own follow-up system. And last but not least is number 7, daily journaling and review. One of the ways to connect with your subconscious mind and to have it reveal to you who you are, what you truly think, what it is that you desire, and compare that to what the conscious mind really wants to do is through daily journaling and review. You see, ladies, it's only when you get to know your subconscious mind and really learn to master your subconscious mind, know how to control it, that's when you really begin to tap into your true supernatural power and you're on the road to success in a positive way. Journal your day's personal and business experience. And here are some questions to discuss with yourself as you journal. Were there things that I did not take away from my vision? Okay, were there things that I did to take away from my vision? In other words, are there some habits that I'm involved with here that are not allowing me to accomplish that vision? Here's another question as you're journaling. You know, were there things that I did that contributed to my vision or my goals for the week or my vision for this next year? Okay, am I on track with my goals? Am I on track with my business goals? This is so very, very important. And then number 4, am I being true to myself? Am I being true to myself? These are just some general questions to get your mind started because if you've not been journaling before, sometimes you open up the journal and you will feel awkward because you don't know what to write or what to say. So these are just some questions to spark, but you can also make sure that you date the journal. Okay, and sometimes you might want to put the time as well. And then you can talk about how your day is going, okay, or has gone. You can talk about experiences you've had with customers and how that made you feel. You can talk about some of your weak spots that you would like to improve on. You can talk about why you feel that you're not making the money or generating the revenue that you need to generate. So you can talk about all those things in your daily journal. And then what happens is, as you begin to write in your journal, each morning I want you to read the entry the day before, okay? And what will happen over time is that as you begin to write, you will notice some things in between the writing that will totally surprise you. What you will notice is that your subconscious will start revealing to you why certain things aren't happening, what's going on with you, and to say, oh, my goodness, I can't believe I wrote that. When did I write that? That's the power of journaling. Journaling helps you to get connected to both your conscious and your subconscious mind, and that is why I love journaling. And so, ladies, there you have it, the 7 rules of life action, daily prayer and meditation, 2, daily personal development, 3, daily time management, 4, daily operations, 5, daily connections, 6, daily follow-up, and 7, daily journaling and review. I'm here to tell you, if you put these rules into action for your life and your business, you will see a change, but you must do it consistently. On your success journey, they're going to help you to gain more clarity. They're going to help you to be a more productive businesswoman. They're going to help you to understand how to tap into your true potential. Well, ladies, I hope that you have enjoyed today's show. I hope that you will come back for February on the first Monday of February, and that's February the 2nd, as we continue to bring you good information that you can put to use. I hope and pray that you have a joyful and abundant week this week. And don't forget, for those of you who are in Atlanta, I want to see you on tomorrow evening, 7 p.m., at our Women's Power Networking event. And I want to encourage you all to register for Smart Business Women Set Goals. Let me share with you what I'm doing to see success in my life. Let me show you how I've been having aha moments all for like 10 years with all of the incredible things I've learned about mastering the art of goal setting for my business. Let me show you just how powerful it can be in your life. You can find out all of this information at womenaboutbiz.com. Have a wonderful, again, and productive week. Bye-bye, everybody.